Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, Apostles, and from the United States we have Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry lives in St. Louis and is director of the St. Dominic Mission Society. His preaching today is entitled, What Christian Community Do You Belong To?
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, Who do people say that the Son of Man is? They replied, Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah. Still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, But who do you say that I am? Simon Peter said in reply, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said to him in reply, Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. What Christian community do you belong to? Each of us could say, in a very general way, I'm a Catholic. So are about 1.3 billion others. While that universal Catholic concept, it's very important, knowing that we are one body, one spirit throughout the world, it really doesn't operate as your Christian community in a practical way, you know. And even for me to say, I'm a Catholic in the Archdiocese of St. Louis in the United States, which is true, but it's still strangely generic since we here are proudly 2,266,000 Catholics. My sister belongs to St. Joseph Parish in Cottleville, the suburb of St. Louis, and her parish website reads, With more than 5,000 families, we are the largest parish in the Archdiocese of St. Louis. Well, she says that if she goes to the same Sunday Mass and sits in the same pew, she still feels like she doesn't really know very many parishioners. So what is a true Christian community? Does it mean anything to say I belong? Do you belong to a Christian community? Today, the church celebrates the solemnity of the great saints, Peter and Paul, honoring their joint martyrdom in Rome. Peter, crucified, Paul, beheaded, just 30 or so years after Jesus was crucified and resurrected. These two disciples alone represent the first Christian communities, the founders, whose membership at first was so small that everyone definitely knew each other. The local churches that they founded were domestic churches, domestic communities, all of them converts. Whether they were former Jews and led by Peter and the Hebrew Christians, or Gentiles converted by Paul and his Greek-speaking disciples. You know, St. Paul once wrote, saying in the Galatians, letter to the Galatians chapter 2, that he and Peter had to resolve a lot of differences. And we know this from the other letters as well, in Acts of the Disciples, Acts of the Apostles. Many issues arise, such as prohibited food, mandatory circumcision. Could non-Jews, Gentiles, be allowed to join. All of this had to be resolved, but as a listening, inclusive community of disciples of Jesus. They knew what synodality meant without calling it that. In a short time, hundreds of followers joined, with new leadership, disciples continuing even after the martyrdom of Peter and Paul. There was no such thing as a lone independent Catholic or Christian out there who did not belong to a community. They were supported and supported others, and they ministered and preached together. What about us today? It's unfortunate that many Christians don't really have or belong to a Christian community. At least that's what I'm experiencing as I am an itinerant Dominican preacher. I spend about half the year preaching weekend after weekend in a different parish because I'm the director of our foreign mission program, St. Dominic Mission Society. And so I go off preaching about our missions, you might say begging for the needs of the missionaries. I try to encourage Catholics at the same time to see their baptism as essentially missionary, not just to raise money, but to convince all of us once again that we are intentionally becoming disciples of Jesus. And that has many questions that soon arise, like, well, how do I live out my baptismal commitment? What is my mission then as a Christian? With whom do I do my Christian vocation? I have more than like 10 years as a foreign missionary in countries like Nicaragua and Cuba, and I can honestly tell you it was in a way easier, maybe more romantic, to be a Christian there than it is today where I am in the United States. Why is that? We had basic Christian communities, small villages. We met in homes and celebrated the Eucharist in small groups. In Nicaragua, where one parish was about 100 square kilometers, where not too many priests, we met and prayed, ministered to those in need, everything as a community. We knew we were all missionaries and communicating the word of God to everyone and living our faith in whatever way we could to create something together. Maybe like Peter and Paul's first communities, actually. And now I say it sounds kind of romantic compared with the challenge of forming community in many of our modern cities where many of us are today. Many Catholics do not truly belong to a Christian community. I don't mean to be flippant. We're registered parishioners, perhaps. Maybe not even that. We just go to wherever we would like to go to Mass. Sunday Mass attendance might not necessarily create a community that does mission together. Most do not realize that when they leave church after Mass, they are entering missionary territory right there in their local setting. Being a Christian alone, figuring out what to do by yourself, rarely experiencing any faith sharing among other disciples, would have been unheard of in the days of Peter and Paul's first communities. The former master of the Dominican order, Timothy Radcliffe, is fond of saying that the Dominicans, the order of preachers, is the first truly missionary order of the church, whose task it is to go out everywhere and preach the good news. Not necessarily to other Catholics, but to those who don't even come to Mass. Well, neither Dominicans nor any other Christian ought to do such a thing alone, but always as missionary disciples with a Christian community together, just as Dominican communities and other Christian, basic Christian communities. It's lovely to celebrate the Eucharist in a variety of parishes and different cultures, experience a wide, universal Catholic Church. maybe even hopping around to different places to see how they do it, wherever we want to go. But really, on a day-to-day basis, what Christian community do you really belong to and minister with and preach with and serve the others with once Mass is over? Surely you are not trying to be a lone Catholic without any community. And if you don't have a Christian community to belong to, maybe you could find one or form one or find out if your parish could actually become one. Saints Peter and Paul would be delighted. And I think you would be blessed 100-fold once you have a Christian community.